Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. We're glad to invite you to join us this evening, this Thursday. Brother Freedom has come, and we're here, and God's going to bless us in a wonderful way, because God is so good. He's wonderful. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. And Lord, we ask you to look down upon those wonderful people out there, that you see them all right now, that are listening in through time and various places around the world in more than 20 nations. Lord, we just bless them and we pray a great miracle over them, and we ask you to touch Brother Freedom in a wonderful way, and that you'll give him the very words that they need to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for the abundance of all thy blessings. Lord, we thank you for thy patience. It's so special that you have patience with us through our life. And Lord, you remember that we're made out of dust. And Lord, I thank you that you are our strength. You are our way maker, our help, our helper, and our friend, and our mighty God. Lord, I thank you that we can truly put our trust in you, and that's what you wish for us to do, is trust you with all of our heart, with all of our souls, that we might be an offspring from your blessing. We might take on your leadership, that we might take on your goodness, your mercy, your loving kindness, your tender mercy. We might be full of your love. We might be full of your power. We might be full of your witness from heaven. Lord, Father, that your grafted word would be so impacted in our spirit, Lord, that we'd be like written epistles rather than men. Father, we just pray that we'll like be as like full of thy spirit, full of thy word, full of thy power, full of thy anointing. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. And Father, I praise you, and I think this, what you've given me, is truly what's on my heart now as I am praying. Lord God, you want us to move mightily these last days by your Spirit. We thank you in the wonderful name of, we pray this day for those out there in the world. You may have be struggling, but we pray that you'll keep on keeping on. You know, I can say in my life that it took me a long time. I prayed for 8 years, and I did things for quite a while. And I was actually slow, I guess, Evan. Then the Lord just started really coming in a mighty way. And I'm going to encourage you out there this day that the message, that's what it's going to be about, is about hearing from the Lord. I pray that you bless the people this day in a mighty way. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. I truly believe that what I see through what I know, what I feel, the Lord shares with me, and what I see of Christian people that really believe. But most people that I see are very shallow in the way of really knowing and knowing what saith the Lord in their heart lives. And they're real shy, they're real timid, because they're like a child in that area. So I believe that God wants to bring us into maturity, and I believe that that is the way that, I don't know much how longer we got, but we have got some time. The Lord spoke to me this day over in Revelations. It talks about if we haven't done right, there's not going to be, we can't change it. It says that there come a time when God's going to stop all things. And if we haven't done it by that time, it says what's unrighteous is going to be still unrighteous. He is in faith will be faithful. And so now is a time to bring that to pass, but God's dealing with our hearts in a very special way. And I truly believe that we need to really see this in a very positive direction, because I believe that this remaining time that we have to whatever time that God permits for this dispensation to be at the end, we all should be seeking God. All should be learning in the Spirit of God. Learning how, what saith the Spirit of God. It says the things that are unclean, they're going to be unclean. The things that are going to be holy, will be holy still. So it's just like when we pass away. At the time, the very stroke that we pass away, we cannot change one iota, one way or the other. If we've lived a righteous life, praise you the Lord, we've got a plus for us. If we've lived a questionable life, we've got a questionable, there's a question what's going to happen to us. And if we've lived in a very woeful battle of unbelief and all that, we almost know where we're headed. Because God spells it out. And I believe that this is what we really need to realize in the last days, that God can speak to His people. And in 2 Peter, the first chapter, I'd really like to start reading some of this because it's really good. The first verse is, Simon Peter, the servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them which have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of our God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. You know, that's what God does. He does the multiplication. We just only have to put a little bit in there, and He multiplies it. It's just like the seed of a field. You actually only put just a small portion out there as seed, comparing to what the crop is if you have a good year. There's a multiplication that comes to that. And that's what we do in the Lord. We multiply as we apply ourselves into righteousness. We're going to start being blessed by God from heaven. It's going to touch us from the very crown of our head to the very soul of our feet, that we can walk in His love and His strength. Grace and peace be multiplied. You know, that's two areas right there that we really need God's grace and His peace to the knowledge of God. According to His divine power, hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through Him which has called us unto glory and virtue. The divine power of God is beyond anything that we can imagine. It's beyond, I can't even understand, I can't really explain, just because it's too big for me. But I know as in times past, when God started working my heart, I had to really know exactly what He was saying. It's very important. It's just like if we hear someone say something, and what we hear is not really what they're saying, then we're getting not a true hearing what's the report. As our ears pick up what we're to hear. And if we're hearing wrong, then something's going to be wrong with our mental connection to bring us in to where we should be. And this is what we cannot go in this old way that we've done for years and years. I think this is what's right. No, you have to know for sure. There should be no question. There should be no room for saying, well, I wonder. God doesn't want us to wonder. He wants us to know. He wants to live in His umbrella of canopy of love that never fails. God never fails, and we don't have to fail as long as we hang on to God. To God be the glory. But we got to learn to trust Him. But this is what separates most people. They do not want, in case they miss it, they don't want to be wrong. And I've heard some people I know they said, well, if that's not a true report, we'll just go out and stone him. Well, see, that's what people's afraid of. They're afraid of making mistakes because of what our peers will say to them. Well, we got to cancel all of that out. Don't make any difference. I have to come to the place that I'm able to trust God whatever that comes my way. I have to trust Him. If my wife and my family, my wife's not here now, but I mean if she was in the core to me, I had to take this by myself and say, I am going to stand on this. I'm going to believe on this. I'm going to take out and stand by God that the whole world gets against me. I'm going to stand for God alone. And that's what God wishes for us to do, because until that time, we're going to be wishy-washy. That means we're not going to be stable. We're going to, well, is that right? Oh, I'm going to, when you question something, you know, that's the first thing. I went way past that years ago, but generally, your first thought is the closest thing to being right. But what happens, you second guess. And this is just logic. Sometimes we use that, we second guess. Pretty soon we got it wore down that we don't know. And then we're saying, Lord, what is thy will? And then we call other people. We call people in the prayer meeting. I want to know God's will. I want to know it. We've all missed it way, way back there when we started second guess. God doesn't want us to have to go down and have to ask somebody every day, is this right? Is this right? No. Thus saith the Spirit of God. I know there's different callings. And I know that most people will not have to know what I have to know. But truly, there is some degree that you can trust in God. You can trust Him that you're doing right. You can know that having done all to stand. You know, we shouldn't have to second guess that. I'm more walking in God, and I know what's right because God removed me if it wasn't. You need to keep that in your heart. You know this right because He would move you if it wasn't. But most of our people say, I'm hoping I'm in the will of God. Well, that's not good enough. You know, when God gives a message, thus says the Spirit of God, it better be right down the line. It better be, thus says the Spirit of God. According as the divine power hath given us all things that pertains unto life. It pertains unto life itself. And godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us in His glory and virtue. God brings us to a place of, you know, see, that's where the humanistic realm is they think it through. And that's the way, and I say 99,000% of all people, that's what they're thinking through. Now, this sounds better, but that's not the Spirit of God. The church has really missed it. We've put hearing from the Lord, and we come and guess. And then who's the biggest guesser? It's what the biggest crowd arrangement. I see people all the time on the TV, and a lot of it's all programmed. It's all thought out. And truly, you might say, well, that's right. It is. But still not through the Spirit. We just say it's the humanistic realm. And the churches, if we want to be truthful right now, 99,100 churches in America in the humanistic realm. And you can call me if you want to, but that's the truth. But if you figure it out, if you can't figure it out, you walk in that Spirit. And the Spirit will not lead you wrongly. He never misses one time. I worked as a mechanic for I don't know how many years, and God directed my steps every day for about 15 years, and that was never wrong. Now, if God could do that through a mechanic, He could sure do it through the church. At the same time, He was telling me this, that's what He's telling me. He said, my church is a farm for me. He said, that's what I'm going to bring to work on you, to bring you to my word, to be empowered in you such a way, in the last hour, my glory will come upon you. My Spirit will come upon you. The anointing will come upon you. And it'll come in like a rushing mighty wind. And that's what I wish to do to my people, but they're far from it. And they're saying it's not from them. They say it's not. They say it's from the evil one. But it's not from the evil one. And when you don't do it, then your thoughts actually get evil after a while. They get very self-centered. They get very realistic as things from the mind, not the Spirit. The Spirit of God is in you. It supersedes the mind. It supersedes because God has a plan for man. His leadership will be in your spirit so wonderful, so highly, that it will direct you, it will guide you, and it will give you all truth. For you know not to pray for us, the Spirit of God will make you a witness. He will make you a spokesman. That's how the prophet of old done too. The Spirit of God moved upon them. Moved upon us, those with great power, with great anointing. But now we do it with second guess. I heard a program here a couple of days, and it was really good because they was using Scripture. But it was all, you can tell, it was all thought out. All, they spent a lot of time. And these people, I know our lady in the church, boy, she just makes it just as flowery, but it's no more from the Spirit of nothing. So what we're doing is taking God's Word and us, by putting a bunch of numbers in a vessel, shaking it up and seeing what you get out. And that's what we get out. We get up what brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, and then we put our comments on it. But we liked it. It tickles our ears. And generally it gets to where at the things that are not really to the things that God would move upon us about. I'm talking very from the heart tonight because for I the Lord thy God am here in a mighty way. I'm here to help thee, my ones. Why dost thou livest before below the level that I've called you? My people, thou hast been to be filled with my Spirit. But I say after you have been filled with my Spirit, you went off and sought your own way. You sought your own directions. You sought your own powers. And through that you become devices of hearing things that's not from the Lord thy God. And you said, thus says the Spirit of God, it's not by me, it's through your mind. It's coming from those who are coming to the standard of man's way. And I say, man's way is not my way. I say, man's way has done a good work. Yes, it has, but still not through my spirit. And that's why my spirit, the churches this day, are having so much troubles. They're having so much interference because it is my leadership. It is my calling that will bring these things to pass. It is my spirit that moves upon men. It is not the mind of men. Even though they're so powerful and they learn educated, they go to education year after year and they know the word, my word very powerfully, but they're trying to outdo me, says the Spirit of God. And I wish that my people would not try to outdo the Lord their God. I wish my people would come in to live honestly before me. Many say this is from the Spirit of God. It's not from my spirit. Why do they lie? Why do they cheat? Why do they not say this is from my own thoughts? But I say they do not take that. They take it as their own carnal way. And they take their carnal way as being my way. And I say, my way is not to the carnal man. My way is not to the natural man. My way is to the Spirit of God. My way is alive. My way moves from heaven. It will untie the bondage upon this earth. It will untie the throne things upon this land. And my spirit will do the things that no man can ever do. It will do, bring forth process things. It will bring forth in, and there will be no more bad taste in people's mouths. Because it will be my glory. My glory shall flow. My glory will be honest. My glory will be truth. And I say, thus said the Spirit of God, I am here to testify of my church. I am here to bring my church into my everlasting covenant. Because I say, my covenant is soon, but my church is so far from me this hour. They do not know, thus said the Spirit of God, they do not know my plans. Yea, I have called a little foolish man, and he knows nothing. But he yielded to me, and I would do this to all these my ones, if thou would yield to my knee. I would promote thee, and I would bless thee. But thou would have to learn to say, commit thy way to me. I wish for my people to commit to the Lord their God. But they choose to entertain their brothers and their sisters. They have great congregations of entertainment. It sounds so lavishly, so powerfully, so wonderfully, and so haughty because it's from the devices of men. And they think great thunder, they think it's from me, but I say it's not from my spirit. It's from their own plans. It's from their own egos. It's from their own maneuvering of my mighty word. And I say it's not me, saith the Spirit of God. They've lost my touch. They have lost my spirit. They have lost my ability. And I wish to bring powerfully into my people a mighty blessing. My people need to back up and denounce the old man. I say denounce it in the name of Jesus. And put on the new man, which is after God created in righteousness and true holiness. Let him lay aside all weight and all sins that so easily beset us. And let him run that race with patience. And I, the Lord thy God, shall testify through him, and I shall maneuver him in mighty things, and he will do great and mighty exploits in his last hours, and it will not be done for those who try to do it in their own selves. And I say this is what brings on the powers of darkness, because my spirit is being vexed. My spirit is being put down. And I say the enemy sees a great opening. He sees a great delusion has taken place. He sees a great demonstration of powers, not by the Spirit of God, but they're by man's demonstration, they're by man's commands, they're by man's judgment. And I say, I am going to stop this, says the Spirit of God. I am going to stop this because heaven is going to open very shortly, and a lot of these will be sucked up in their own downfalls. And those downfalls will take them faster and down farther than they can ever come back. They will lose what they've learned. They will lose that reputation they have upon them. They're going to lose that great subordination they have been in their own luxury and their own anointing. And I say with that, they're going to lose my glory. They will lose their glory. And they will be disturbed. And I say, thus says the Spirit of God, it shall come to pass. For I'm going to work mightily in my people. For those that hear this day, that hear this word, I will love you, and I'll bless you, and I'll let you learn from me, as this man has learned this speaking. I say he's only just speaking, but I say through the, if you'll learn that way, I will move you mightily, and all of you, and you'll be ready when I come through the clouds of glory, because I'm coming very soon, for I say there is a mixture of man's ways upon this earth is so powerfully that there is no power, there's no anointing. They've lost the way. But I'm here to set things straight, says the Spirit of God. I'm here to bring my anointing back. I'm here to restore. And I'm here to justify my people. To those that will call upon my name, I will answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. I shall give you victory. I shall give you pardon. I shall give you direction. I will give you liberty. And I'll give you beyond the maneuverability of man's thoughts. Man's thoughts have to be buried in the sea of forgetfulness. I say that again. Men's thoughts need to be buried in a sea of forgetfulness. So I don't have to, but I use that one, and after that, they're not bringing those thoughts into their mind no longer. They've lost it. But I say many do not want to lose that. Many like the prestige. Many like the honor. Many like the knowing that people look up to them, and they get very lavish gifts, they get very high promotion, and they're coming to a place that's disgusting the Lord their God. They do not see this. They do not see this hour, but this hour is here. Men need to prepare for eternity. Eternity is through. It's coming true. It's coming through the clouds of glory. Prepare ye for the Lord. He is coming. He is coming. Be ready. Be ready. He is coming. Be not willful to do thy own will, thy own calling. For I, the Lord, am doing a good thing here tonight, and I shall bless thee in a mighty way, for I'm going to close off. But my people, remember, I love thee. And if thou shalt call into this place, I will multiply my love upon you. When you call in, those prayers that they give to these ones, they'll pray. When you pray for them, through them, because I put my seal upon it, and maybe you will be healed. You bring your prayers to this, whatever they call it. I, the Lord thy God, have chosen that you shall know where to call. And when you do, I will manifest my prayers, and I'll manifest the blessings of my people, and I'll move mightily. But I am going to do bring judgment to those this day are living loosely. I'm going to bring things to pass that they cannot cope with. I'm going to bring things mightily. And many shall not even heed this. Many will say it's from the enemy. They'll say it's a trickery from the enemy, but I say it's from me, the Lord thy God. I'm here, I'm here. Rejoice, my ones, for I love thee. I love thee. I love thee, for my ones. Remember, I love thee. The enemy comes to bring trickery. He comes to fool thee, but I bring you straight words. I bring no lies. I am truth. I speak justly. I will speak wisely. And I will speak honorably before thee, my ones, for I love thee, for my prize is your prize is before thee, and I hold that prize. Do not let that prize fall, because if I falls to the degree that thou cannot retain it, thou will lose out in eternity. Thou shalt lose out on eternity. Remember, thy life is at stake. Your life is at stake this night. Call to me, and I'll help thee, my ones. I love thee, says the Spirit of God. Glory. I never felt enough like this. When I went into it, I didn't feel like, boy, God was here. I don't know what he said.